This mock draft 2.0 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by mybookie.ag. Use the promo code SGP for up to $1,000 in bonus bets. That's mybookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid. We're also teaming up with All Things Comedy to run back 2019 NFL playoffs via Madden Sims and giving away $10,000 in mybookie credits. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/ATC for all the info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/ATC. We're also brought to you by Ace per Head. Ace is the leader in pay per head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams is a new company with a full line of premium smokable CBD, now shipping legally to all 50 states. And if you use a promo code SGP, you get 15% off. That's KUSHYDreams.com. Promo code SGP.
Hey everybody, Jim McMahon here, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
You like that? Long Cox.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Over, over, over.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
San Diego. Superchargers.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan. Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer dog?
Sean, I almost forgot. My kids told me I look cooler with a backwards hat, so let me get that on.
You do look cool, and I'm looking at our live stream right here because we're doing mock draft 2.0 live stream. We're joined with fellow contributors to the Sports Gambling Podcast, Adam Pelletier and John Boyd Beats, and everyone is wearing a hat. We just got something going on mojo wise. So let's welcome them onto the program. We'll welcome on Adam first. Adam, what's happening?
Not much. Just trying to stay cool down here in the South. It's plenty hot, plenty muggy, but we're going to get some mock drafts going.
Hell yeah. And, where exactly are you calling from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, not too far from my old stomping ground there in Blacksburg.
Ah, nice. Yeah, right up the road.
And Adam, just so everyone knows, maybe you have some weaknesses as far as mock drafts. Who's your favorite NFL team?
Oh, it's the Buffalo Bills. That's good. People are going to call that a glaring weakness, but they're underestimating the Bills offense.
Well, you're talking to a guy who made Josh Allen, aka Josh Vick, the number one fantasy football quarterback in the top 10 list. So I'm circling the wagons when it comes to the Bills, and especially at the quarterback position. We'll see how this mock draft goes. And Adam, of course, dominating right now with some TBT, the throwback basketball league. He's all over that and does a bunch of fantasy dynasty stuff for the site as well. And one of our other fantasy contributors, John Jackson. John, what's happening, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good, man. And you, of course, you're calling in from the West Coast, fellow California. And who's your NFL team off the top of my head? I'm not recalling.
Green Bay Packers, baby.
Oh boy, they just big win and in the Madden Sims just now.
Dominating the Madden Sims. It'll be interesting to see where the Packers go. I feel like not a ton of high drafts, Kramer, for the Packer players.
Maybe. I mean, Adams, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's about a total of three weapons in from there.
But Aaron Jones.
Sternberger.
Sternberger has been dominating the Sims, although I don't know if I'm drafted him in real life. And Aaron Jones, he could be frisky. We'll see where he ends up going. But Kramer, let's kick things off and get this mock draft 2.0 going.
All right. Let's see I got so many fucking things going right now, Sean. If I get through this,
Kramer's,
I'm a sim creator.
Kramer's firing on all cylinders here, and we're streaming live on our YouTube page.
Oh wow, we got XFL Jim in the house.
Yes, Will.
We got Will
Mormon, Derek Knight, and joining us as well, hanging out in the chat, joining us for the mock draft. So we're doing a quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, a tight end, a flex, five bench spots. We'll be using the pausing to, so we can,
yeah, we'll figure it out. Right. Yeah.
It's, well, it's
a little of this, a little of that.
Getting the timing down with the live draft can always be a little bit of a little precarious, but yeah, let's kick things off. Kramer, get things going.
All right. I'm going to click start draft.
Okay. Let's do it. Perfect time.
Seven participants. Do we want to start?
Yes. Perfect time to give a shout out to mybookie.ag, presenting sponsor of the podcast. Use that promo code SGP. And if you haven't listened already, make sure you check out our UFC 251 Fight Island podcast. That was a lot of fun bringing in our boy Rich Slayton, who really knows his MMA look at that. Stuff.
I nailed it. Off the cuff, no fit perfectly, Sean.
Wow,
things that are is off to a great
that
start.
Is a great
XFL Jim is on the clock with the first pick, and the draft is starting right now.
Now, XFL Jim, I would imagine he keeps it chalky. He goes Christian McCaffrey, although Kramer is claiming that he would actually not take Christian McCaffrey, although XFL Jim does. And Adam is on the clock here. Kramer, let's check in with Adam. Adam, what are you doing here at number two?
Well, they really want me to pick Saquon Barkley, but I'm a little bit more in on Dalvin Cook at number two, actually. Ooh. So I'm going Dalvin Cook here at second. I just think he has less guys trying to steal carries from him. Deion Lewis landed it with New York, and that's somebody Joe Judge has familiarity with. And if he's like Bill Belichick, he's going to be kryptonite for the running backs.
Mm. I like that angle. My gut instinct, I'm just out on Dalvin Cook, but you make a good case. Number three, Alvin Kamara off the board. Zeke goes number four.
Saquon number. Oh my God.
Saquon goes number five.
Sean, come on. I could have had him.
And Kramer, where am I drafting?
Ooh, you're 11.
Drafting 11. You're 10,
which is where I wanted to be.
Okay. After Barkley goes Michael Thomas, then Joe Mixon. Now, John, you're on the clock. What are you doing here?
All right. So, I mean, this is usually the range you're looking at, a Kelsey or a Kittle if you're in the FFPC range and the tight end premium. I'm thinking just typical PPR. I'm not a huge Derrick Henry guy this year, so I'm gonna have to go. Gonna have to take a Packer here. Go Devontae Adams.
There we go.
It's nice. And then Derrick Henry's next at nine. Kramer, a lot of options here at 10 for you. Tyreek, Kenyon Drake, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins.
Kenyon Drake? I'm not taking Kenyon Drake. Are you kidding
that
me?
That is crazy to take
I'm
him here.
I'm taking Miles Sanders.
Oh, come on, Kramer. Are you really going to take him?
Of course. At number 10, I love the value here. We talked about the three down back potential, and I want to just stick it to you as you were hoping to get him at number 11. You are now
Jesus
on the clock.
Christ. All right. What do I do here? Fucking A. God damn it. I wanted Miles Sanders. I wanted him. You know what? I'm just going to say screw it. And I'm going to go Chris Godwin. I know I'm probably drafting him a little high there, but I made him number one in my rankings. Kramer, you say stick to your rankings. And I did there.
Oh, you're back on the clock, Sean. Do you need me to pause?
Julio Jones off the board. Kenyon Drake off the board. You know what? No, I'm going to go. I'm going to go DeAndre Hopkins, employing a zero RB strategy here. I got DeAndre Hopkins and Godwin to start off 1-2. I'm feeling pretty good. Kramer, what are you doing here at 203?
Man, part of me is like, Jesus, I could like, if I'm, this wouldn't even happen in the FFPC. I'm not getting a tight end falling to me here. I've given you reasons as to why I don't like either one of the tight ends. I'm going to go with my board. Give me Josh Jacobs. I'm swinging here for the fences. Wow. 2-3 down guys. So sure. Maybe a little bit of a reach. I wanted to be a little different. Austin Eckler still on the board. John is on the clock.
And I considered Eckler, but Fournette goes after Jacobs. And now John, you're on the clock. Round two, pick five. What are you thinking here?
You're muted, John.
just saw the robot team pick Fournette there, so I don't really think that's any draft. So I'm gonna go Eckler here.
Yeah, and I was considering going Eckler, but I got greedy with the receivers. After Eckler, Tyreek Hill goes.
And for those paying attention at home, I took Jacobs over Jones and Eckler. I didn't want to take Eckler again. Jones, that's an interesting one. Perhaps I'm getting higher on Jacobs.
That is interesting. Ooh. Now we got one of our, I think it's Derek is sitting on the round two, pick eight. So interesting. You could still go running back here, but I don't know. I would maybe lean receiver just blindly. And Juju's still on the board, who the more I think about it, the more I kind of have him slowly going.
And here's Adam.
Yeah. So, wow. A bunch of picks just came in and, after
I'm gonna give you a pause. I'm gonna give you a pause, Sean. So you have a second to.
Give me a pause. So, Edwards-Helaire goes off the board. Chubb off the board. Amari Cooper off the board. Kenny Galladay off the board. And now Adam, you're on deck here. Round two, pick 11. What are you doing?
Well, since I've got 211 and 302, I'm gonna do something a little crazy here. I was looking at the quarterbacks and receivers, and nobody really excited me at 211. But what I am going to do is I'm going to go ahead and pick the quarterback we know and love, Lamar Jackson, at 211.
Ooh.
Just because 400 points on his own last year in standard, and he was a top 10 running back if you took out all the passing yardage. That man is just a monster. He's his own category of player. I don't even really label him as a quarterback. I just label him as flex.
There you go.
I like that superhero status. All right.
And Adam, not scared of the regression negativity surrounding Lamar Jackson in his fantasy season.
The floor is still tremendously high.
Yeah. And again, you're going to get that volume. They've made it clear that they're going to treat him as basically a running back that can throw down the field and get you those passing touchdowns as well. So Kramer's doing a lot of paperwork here.
I'm old school. I got my notes and I was missing one. So anyway, we're back on 5-4-3-2-1, Sean.
Well, yeah. So we had to pause it there for a second, but Adam will be making his selection here. Like you said, going Lamar Jackson at the end of the second round. Interesting. And XFL Jim going to be closing out round two. Kramer, what are you looking to get? What are you looking to add to on your team?
Well, here? I need a receiver now.
Now XFL Jim, he took Juju Smith-Schuster next at the end of the second round, and Odell Beckham. So loading up on receivers, he's got the boat trip himself. Now Adam, you're back here at 302. What are you looking to do?
You know, I know he's due for some regression, but I'm going to get him in the third round when a lot of people are reaching for him in the mid second. So I'm going Aaron Jones and just locking down my running backs.
That's a great.
It's going to be set and forget every week at running back with Cook and Jones.
Yeah.
Jones is a great pick there. It makes me think I might like picking from the front of the draft.
And then Aaron Jones off the board. Next is Patty Mahomes, Travis Kelce. And then looks like Derek, one of the listeners hanging out in the chat. He's up next. Kramer, I don't know what I do here. I got two receivers. So I probably should lean running back, but we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if I grab a third
receiver.
Your boy
Gurley's there.
Yeah, I go full zero RB.
Yeah.
Yep. And maybe I do that. Mike Evans is now off the board. Le'Veon Bell. Wow. Bold pick taking him in the third round. Kittle off the board. And now John, you're up now. What are you doing here?
Well, just got sniped by the robot again with George Kittle there. I was hoping to grab him. So I'm going to stay on the receiver train here and go DJ Moore.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Pick. I love that pick.
Oh, Allen Robinson goes right after DJ Moore, who I had my eye on.
Yeah.
Kramer, what are you doing here?
Well, I could be a real dick, because why not take a guy like Zach Ertz? Why not? I'm not going to be a dick to you. I won't do that. But I am going to pause, Sean.
Yes.
Like I said, a lot's going on.
A lot of ins, a lot of outs.
And at this point, I did what I wanted to do. I took the running backs early. Now I feel the need to take a receiver? Probably. Do I feel good about any of the receivers on the board? If I look at my board, I would have loved to take DJ Moore. Just took him from me. That was probably the guy I was targeting the most. Now I'm stuck with this realm of guys who are like, meh, whatever. So I'm going to take a guy I believe in. I think Sean and I are both high on. I'm not going to steal alerts from you. I'm going to take Cortland Sutton.
Yeah. And he's a guy I had my eye on. I would have taken Allen Robinson if he would have been there and just went three receivers there early. But
and this is where you just have to make a statement. This is the FFPC style draft. Where if you just want it, like maybe he'd get back to me on the swing around. I don't know. Yeah, I certainly like him more. Than the receivers here.
I was certainly considering him, and I'm right after you.
You're taking Ertz though. I know that.
I think I may have to take Zach Ertz, just because I don't like the receivers or running backs enough at this spot to pass on Ertz. And Kramer, you said it. If you see a guy that you would love to have on your roster, yeah,
sometimes
you
would
love to have Zach Ertz. I'm drafting him, third round, 11th pick overall. After I go, Cooper Kupp goes. And then Gurley, first pick in round four, and now I'm on the clock. Kramer, can you give me a pause? I got to think about this for just a second.
And real quick, I'll give you some. While I pause, I'll talk. Sutton, my number eight wide receiver. So I'm fairly excited to have him fall to me in the third round. I now feel like I have a bona fide two stud running backs in my stable. You know I like to fit the Escalades in my giant fucking garage. Well, now I fit one of my my jet streams. Cortland Sutton's gonna have a year. I really like him.
You know what? This is crazy.
All right,
this
Sean,
is why
I'm resuming.
This is why we do mock drafts. No one has me taking this man.
No one has you doing anything. Don't worry.
And I mean, I'm gonna go off the board and I'm gonna go receiver, but I'm gonna go a little deeper than what all these algorithms and computers recommend. And I think I'm going to
just
draft
Zach Ertz.
Oh no, I already did.
Oh, okay.
I had Zach Ertz.
Oh, I'm not paying.
And now I'm in.
Sorry.
We're in round four, Kramer.
Yes.
Todd Gurley off the board. I don't like any of the running backs yet, and I think the couple guys I do like I can get later. So give me. This is a bit of a reach. DK Metcalf.
Oh, that you like him though.
I like him.
You
a
like
lot.
Him. He's not coming back to you. That's a fine pick.
And Kramer,
Becky to get off the board there.
What? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I was ready for Gesicki to get off.
I do love Gesicki, but I mean, I'm also realistic that you don't need to draft him that high. Kramer, now you're up. What are you doing there?
Well, and now is where I might be, and I'm going to pause because we got to talk a little bit. This is a podcast. So now I'm fairly balanced, right? I can maybe attack the tight end position. I don't know if it's worth it yet. And so maybe I'm with the flex spot. Maybe I'm looking to grab another one of these receivers, or do I go the route of running back, Sean? I think if you were drafting, you would tell me you should take one of these receivers. There's a lot of really good receivers left. Not sure how many of those guys come back to you on the swing. Cause what there's.
Yeah. We're not going to be picking
between.
For a while.
So I'm going to go again. Just on a guy that I fucking like. And I'm going to take him above guys I have him ranked higher, especially guys like Adam Thielen and Calvin Ridley. I'm going to take DeVante Parker.
Wow.
Cause I've had a crush on this dude for years. He's been on every single FFPC team I've ever done. It feels like with that team. I mean, he started to show out at the end of the year with Fitzmagic. He could absolutely be a guy that takes a massive step forward. Remember, he was a first round pick way back when.
He's a guy that's probably just due for a decent amount of volume.
My number 17, I have him in the cluster with Cooper Kupp, Thielen, Robert Woods, and Allen Robinson. So,
yeah, no, I mean,
actually, no, I'm sorry. DeVante Parker is my 14. So I have him right next to Allen Robinson. So I love the value here. Let's take him. Ooh, my team looks good coming off the bus, Sean.
Parker John's is gone, up. And then Adam Thielen, and now John, you're on the clock. What are you doing here? Round four. What are you looking to grab?
All right, so I think I'm gonna have to go with a guy here who is going a little bit earlier in some drafts. A tight end, Mr. Mark Andrews.
Oh, that's a nice one.
I like having a little even team coming out of the first couple rounds. Don't try to be too heavy anywhere, you know.
And that's interesting. You got a pretty well balanced squad there.
It
right
gives
now.
You that versatility. It does feel nice to have the tight end position checked off, because the worst feeling is when you're waiting and then your guy just gets taken like two rounds before he should, but someone's like, "Fuck it, I'm taking him."
Melvin Gordon goes after Andrews, and then T.Y. Hilton, Darren Waller off the board. David Johnson, Chris Carson, and now Adam, you are on the clock. What are you doing here? End of the fourth.
Well, end of the fourth, I've got my running backs locked down. I've got my quarterbacks locked down. I can just start blitzing receivers here. And there's a whole crop of receivers here that I'm actually really excited about. I know that Fantasy Pros wants me to take Woods or Ridley, but actually I'm going to reach a little bit and I'm going to take Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Just because when I watch Keenan Allen play, it reminds me a lot of Sammy Watkins, only better. And I remember the second half of, I think it was the 2015 season, when Tyrod Taylor and Sammy Watkins were the most exciting ticket in football. You couldn't get any better than them hooking up on deep balls. Keenan Allen's better than Sammy Watkins. Tyrod Taylor has Anthony Lynn's trust. People are sleeping on Keenan Allen this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's another guy that I've loved forever. And probably I'm overlooking him because I've gotten burnt by him too many times, but he's a guy that I feel like he's always sitting there in the third round.
I guess your argument against Keenan Allen is the injury possibility, the question marks at quarterback, but certainly
questions about Tyrod.
Getting him late in the fourth, I think makes a ton of sense, and that feels like a good value. Mark Ingram is then off the board by XFL Jim.
He just had a nice game in the Madden Sims.
He did. And then Tyler Lockett. And now, Adam, you're back on the clock here to start off round five, pick two. What are you doing here?
You know, Robert Woods stayed there through the two picks like I thought he would. Robert Woods only had two touchdowns last year, but had the exact same numbers as Cooper Kupp, but Kupp had 10. I think Woods is due for some positive touchdown regression this year. He's been a stud in that offense every year. He has the trust of Goff. He has the trust of McVay. Robert Woods is one of the most underrated wide receivers, not only in real football, but fantasy football.
No, I agree with that. Love him.
Yeah,
he's a guy that I end up drafting a lot because of the value. He always slips further than he should.
I think you kind of have to make your mark in the sand of whether you're a Woods guy or a Kupp guy when it comes to fantasy. Because they're
I like Wood.
You know, yeah, I know you love Wood, Kramer.
All right, John's Long. Up.
Gosh. Calvin Ridley off the board. AJ Brown off the board. Terry McLaurin off the board. Tyler Board. Stephon Diggs also off the board. John, what are you doing there?
So big receiver run there. I'm gonna continue it with. I've been doing this quite a bit in some best balls here and doubling down on DJ. I'm gonna go DJ Chark.
Oh,
pair up with DJ Moore.
I like that.
Well, and also, I mean, like clearly there's some chemistry with Gardner, and definitely a potential there for a nice little run. After Chark, AJ Green goes, and now Kramer, you're on the clock. What are you doing here?
All right, hold on. We're gonna pause for a second. So this is another spot where I'm kind of excited. Like maybe do I snag one of the quarterbacks? Do I go after a quarterback and just call it a day? I don't think so. I think I'm going to stick to my guns on that one and just wait. We know we can do better later. So then it's back to what am I liking from the flex? Is it a running back? Is it one of these high upside running backs down here? I feel like there's a nice chunk of them. But I'm a little surprised that this guy, the amount of disrespect that's being donned on this guy. And when you look at the fact that the offense in Pittsburgh was completely shredded last year.
God damn it, Kramer.
By the fact
I need a running back. Don't take James Conner here.
What do you mean? I got to take James Conner. He's another guy who could.
The CPU is enrolling that processor.
They have some passing backs, but he also could be a three down guy. Love the story. Hometown kid, beat cancer. James Conner as my flex. Yes, please.
God, Sean, you're up. Damn it.
Sometimes you're next to talent and you get snaked. Yeah. I can't help it. The randomizer put us next to each other, Sean.
All right. Do I just say screw it and white knuckle it for one more round and not take a running back? The more I think about it, the more I like this guy. I wrote his episode of Ridiculousness.
Oh, nice.
And I think he could be the real number one in Cleveland. He's a PPR machine. And in late round five, give me Jarvis Landry.
I just saw a stat about him, Sean. He's finished in the top 24 in fantasy points like every year or something like that. And yet he's going 33rd. And I think
people are just kind of bored of him. After him goes Hollywood Brown, Kyler Murray.
You want to pause, Sean?
Give me a pause. I got to really evaluate whether or not I'm just not going to have a running back here. Geez, well, what do I do here?
This is the point where you make the decision, right? Cause you filled you have all your spots filled. You can probably your decision here is quarterback or running back. Now the flex could be a tight end, so you could take another tight end, but I think you almost have to take a running back here, Sean. As your agent, I would say that if I were you, I would look at the running backs on the board and I would say, well, which one of these guys has the opportunity? Which one of the, I mean, there's some guys you really like here.
Yes, I do. There's two guys. I'm going to draft one of them. Kramer, unpause the draft.
And again, I think there's some guys here who have severe upside. We're talking, you're in the sixth round now. These guys are guys that could end up being second, like solid second round picks next year.
Now, and now part of me wants to take Kareem Hunt here because I love his PPR value. And everyone says like, oh, it's going to be Chubb. It's going to be Chubb. But like Kareem Hunt is a guy consistently catches passes, even when he's not the main
four
guy.
Four rounds later too.
Yeah. And do I go him or do I go James White? Because the Sony Michel injury
stick
news.
Stick to your guns on that. The pick is James White.
It is. And that's, I'm going to take James White. And I don't like having two fantasy players on that Cleveland offense. That's a little bit scary. So Kramer, now you're up on the clock. What are you doing here? Round six.
Well,
do you start thinking about quarterback?
No, here? I don't. And now they're all the thoroughbreds are there. But I'm not going that direction. What I'm going to do is take my number one tight end. All the reasons why Adam loved the Keenan Allen pick. I love Hunter Henry this year. He is my number one guy.
Mini Gronk.
Gamecocks, baby. John, you are on the clock.
And Madden 420 in the Twitch stream predicted you would go Hunter Henry.
Of course.
And he nailed it. And then after Hunter goes Dakota Rain Prescott. Woo! Wow. Must be his agent in the room. John, what you're on the clock here, round six. What are you looking to get?
All right, I'm going with a pretty big upside pick here. Arguably, maybe not the number one guy that people are thinking, but we're gonna go Will Fuller.
Oh well, why not?
Yeah, I mean,
he's got the rapport with Watson. Cooks is a concussion away from never playing a game again. I don't know.
And I mean, I think this is one of those moves where like they obviously felt they could lose Hopkins here.
Yeah.
And Fuller has been an upside guy forever.
And clearly he has some chemistry with Watson. Like you've been saying there after Fuller, Edelman off the board, Tariq Cohen off the board as well. I gotta strategize about round seven. That's coming up. I gotta probably go quarterback soon. Well,
Adam is on the clock now.
Deshaun Watson was just picked. Alshon Jeffrey. Team four must not read any sort of local Eagles media because he's going to be on the pup list. That's a horrific pick.
the robot failed.
Christian Kirk is off the board as well. So I'm not a big fan of either of those. Maybe you could talk me into Christian Kirk here. But Adam, what are you doing late round six?
Well, I got my starting lineup locked down. Really loving it. But I'd like to get a strong some flex options here, and it gave me Michael Gallup. Great. Ooh. Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, wait,
I do not want that.
Hold on. We can fix that. I think we can fix that.
Oh, hold on. We're going to try and go back in time.
I don't know if I can fix that.
Kramer, can Kramer fix it? That's what we want to know.
I don't see how to go. Oh, draft log. Let's see. Oh, maybe.
Now, Adam, why would you not want to have Gallup on your team there?
It's not necessarily that I don't want to have Gallup. I think that might be a little early for him. We want to see how the target shares are going to break down in Dallas. You've got CeeDee Lamb who comes into the mix, and we're not sure if that offense is going to support three high caliber fantasy receivers.
So we know good Amari news. Cooper's going to be. I can change your pick.
Sweet.
So tell me who you want. Do your whole talk up and tell me who you want.
So want to lock down the flex. Love having a starting running back. And if I can get a starting running back who came on strong in the second half of last season, was a top 20 back down the stretch, I got to go get him. And even better, it gives me a reason to get even more excited when he scores for my team on Sundays. I got to go with Devin Singletary.
Yes.
Here.
Oh, I love that pick.
Especially at this point.
Yeah, I mean, this is massive value. I don't know why. I think people are really overselling the Zach Moss impact. Sure, Zach Moss is going to be better than Frank Gore, but he's not going to steal work from Singletary, and they're going to know to get the ball in Singletary's hands because he proved down the stretch to just be such a great athlete and playmaker.
All right, the draft is starting back up. XFL Jim's gonna have two picks.
Oh yeah, because he's closing out the end of the six and it, kicking off the seventh.
Did it not change the pick?
Well, it's saying it's starting back. It's coming back from your pause, Kramer. So maybe that's when the pick gets changed.
Well, anyway, I don't know. I've tried to edit it. We'll figure it out.
We know who you wanted in your heart.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not terribly broken up about Michael Gallup. I'll be okay with him there, and I'll just come back around and take Singletary right here anyways.
Oh no, XFL Jim.
Oh no.
Steals Devin Singletary.
He's on this. He must be watching.
He is watching.
Breaking my heart right there.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all
breaking
right.
My heart we, there. XFL
that's cold blooded.
The asterisk will be there.
And now he's starting off the seventh round. But what are you looking ahead at round seven, pick two, Singletary off the board? What are your thoughts? What are your next thoughts as far as who you're going to roll with?
Honestly, looking at this, I'm not crazy about any of the running backs here. I'm selling Jonathan Taylor hard. I don't think he's going to be as good as everybody's saying. David Montgomery makes me nervous. I want a little bit more production than I'm going to get from Kareem Hunt. So I'm looking at wide receivers here and I'm going Brandon Cooks.
Oh, okay.
Because there are a lot of targets available in Houston with DeAndre Hopkins leaving. And Brandon Cooks actually has played a surprising amount of games. I know we think of him as being an often injured player, but he really has a high level of durability. He's played 14, 15, 16 games every year of his career. So he's the guy you can rely on who's going to put up big numbers.
And you got to imagine they're going to be slinging the ball around like they always do. It's
after Cook, Samuel off the board, Josh Allen off the board. So there goes my QB one.
Oh no, that would have been a nice seventh round pick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still high on him. I was considering him at the end of the seventh. Now Marvin Jones and Sterling Shepard also off the board. Kramer, what are you thinking of doing here? End of the seventh.
Well, I'm pretty balanced. I could look at it. Oh, I was looking at Darius Slayton.
Slayton just got picked. Russell Wilson, danger, nice. Russ. So quarterbacks are flying off the shelves. John, are you going to grab a quarterback?
I'm going to stay away from quarterback here. I'm gonna stay on the wide receiver train, but a little curveball here. I'm gonna take the Browns wide receiver three.
Ooh.
And snag Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. I mean, he was in my sights and I'm a big fan of him, not off the field, but his PPR ability certainly is intriguing. Jonathan Taylor, rookie running back at an Indy. He goes now. Kramer, what are you doing?
I mean, now it's just getting it. I got to pause. I'm flustered right now. There's too much to do at this point. There's quarterbacks staring me in the face. That shouldn't be there. I feel silly for waiting this long, but I'm not going to take a quarterback. I'm sticking to my guns on that. So then, I can fill up any spot I want. I have three running backs. I have two receivers. I should probably grab a receiver here, but there's a lot of talent on the running back side of the ball. But you know what, Sean?
Yes.
Let me restart the draft. I think I'm just gonna take, a stab on a guy, because I don't think Juju's gonna be the guy this year.
Wow!
And I think it's more than any other team in the National Football League, they can coach these guys up, and they become productive. And I think Big Ben, this may be his last year. They're gonna be slinging the rock around. I'm going for a second Pittsburgh Steeler. Perhaps it's because I look so so similar
as a guy who looks like Ben Roethlisberger. You're biased to your Steelers.
I there's some other guys I like here, but Deontay Johnson could be a monster this year. And we're in the what round is this, Sean?
End of the seventh round.
I like the upside there. He's another guy I like in best ball as well. But I just think everything that happened to the Steelers last year is pointless because they were just so mashed.
I'm not going to mess around.
Oh no.
Give me Carson Wentz. Ginger Jesus. The only team with any continuity in the NFC East when it comes to the quarterback and the head coach. They got some speed added. Hopefully DeSean Jackson doesn't get cut. And you know, they'll be cruising. David Montgomery goes after that. Then Justin Jefferson, the rookie of Minnesota. I feel like I almost have to go running back here. Am I crazy, Kramer? Real quick, pause it to go Raheem Mostert. Like, am I crazy? I know he wants to be traded, but like, he's still.
Yeah, this is his posturing.
Yeah, like the guy is gonna get they're gonna play
him. I think this is one of those situations where you're in the seventh round.
Yeah, I need a second running back.
Is this the eighth round?
Yes, this is the beginning of the eighth round.
You're getting a share of a running back who's gonna operate in one of the most productive offenses,
and he's
for running back.
And so he scores touchdowns and bunches. And either way, even if they don't give him a new contract, then that's even better. Then essentially this becomes a contract year, or he's traded to a new team that really wants to use him. So yeah. I think I would I'm going to dabble with some Raheem Mostert.
Oh, let me restart the draft. Yeah, I mean, this is the part in the draft where I am just so. And I guess the way what I need to learn for myself is I really like a lot of the running backs you can get right now. So I need to maybe stack up more on the receivers earlier, because there are a lot of running backs I fancy at this point in the draft, Sean.
There are a lot of, you said there's a lot of running backs you like.
I think right now, like as I look through my board and I look through the players available, the receivers after Deontay John, there's a couple guys I like, especially if I'm doing best ball, but I really, you know what? I'm gonna throw another absolute curveball.
Now you're here, round eight, pick three. I fired away. Ooh, I just got a thumbs up from the some sort of fantasy pros saying great value pick there. So I'm dominating. Kramer, what do you got here?
Well, let's. I mean, I'm double dipping and maybe somewhere where I shouldn't. But Matt Breida again. Sean, is he the starting running back?
Well,
yes,
geez, I think so. Cause, and Jordan Howard
trips like over the line of scrimmage.
He's right. He's super injury prone. John after that, Emmanuel Sanders goes. Now, John, what are you doing here? Round eight.
All right. So I think you have to go with a quarterback here, and I'm going to go with Matt Ryan. I think in this COVID season here, where you need to rely on guys who have the continuity behind them, who have the offense that they're used to running and the same coaching, same weapons, I think he's your guy here.
I like that. I mean, I've kind of quietly thought that Atlanta could do something this year. They have a shitload of talent. Yeah. It feels like a little bit like that. Like this is the last try they have.
Well, and that NFC South, like what defense in the NFC South is really scaring you? You got two games against the Bucks. Man. Even the Saints defense is like, kind of, you know, they have moments, but yeah, I
Matt
like
that. Rule is not going to have that defense ready this year.
Yeah, they could be good down the line, but again, new coach coming in. All right, after Matt Ryan goes Cam Akers off the board.
Interesting pick there.
Crowder, the Jets receiver, he's gone. DeAndre Swift, the running back out of Detroit. Ronald Jones, he's off the board.
Adams up.
CeeDee Lamb. And now we're about to see these picks from Adam. What are you doing here? End of the eighth.
Well, I was devastated to see Cam Akers go. He was somebody I was lining up because he's going to be the starter in LA before too long. So I'm just going to go back to receiver, lock that down. I'm going John Brown. I'm going to get a Bills player on this roster by hook or by crook. And I think that this Bills receiving corps could actually have three guys about 100 targets in Brown, Beasley, and Diggs, depending on how it's going to shake down. But I think there's plenty of volume to go around. They spent a lot of time last year throwing to guys who had no business catching the ball. They had 96 targets between Zay Jones, Isaiah McKenzie, Robert Foster, Duke Williams, just guys who had no business in the positions they were put in by the Bills last year. As much as I love those guys, love Duke Williams, love all those guys, Robert Foster carried me to a championship 2 years ago, but they're just not NFL caliber, high caliber NFL receivers.
Yeah,
I'm coming back across.
I gave it a pause real quick.
Damian Williams off the board, who was a guy,
by the way. We're in the eighth round and you're like the rookie is maybe he's going to be awesome. I think he might be awesome, but
might take him a while
to get Damian Williams in the eighth round and that offense.
COVID, you know what I mean? Like it's going to take a while for these rookies to have a fantasy impact. So Damian Williams is a very smart pick there. And then even smarter pick, Mike Gesicki. So clearly XFL Jim listens to solid fantasy advice like you can get on the Sports Gambling Podcast. Now, Adam, you're back here, top of round nine. What are you doing?
Well, I've been a big fan of Darius Geis since he came out. He fell to me here. I was looking at either him or Damian Williams, and I swear XFL Jim must be watching me as I write stuff down and seeing everything I'm writing in my notes, because this is twice he's gone on after guys that I wrote down. So I'm going to be happy to take Darius Geis here. In limited work last year, he looked really productive, including a 10 carry, 129 yard game in week 13 before they shut him down. Ron Rivera is a professional football coach, and I think that Washington team is going to do a really good job just controlling the ball, and Geis is going to have a lot of opportunities to shine. So I'll take a shot on a potential RB1 in the ninth round.
Evan Engram off the board, Alan Lazard off the board, Miller, Anthony Miller for the Bears. He's off. Drew Brees. So we're clearing out on the quarterbacks. Rookie Jerry Jeudy for the Broncos. He's gone. And now, John, you're on the clock.
All right. So I'm going to go with the guy here that I think people are sleeping on a little bit because they're nervous about some new competition. But you guys remember how Austin Eckler did last year? I think Melvin Gordon's able to have a receiving back in the backfield that does well. So I went now Lindsay here.
Yeah. Damn it. He was in my queue. Good pick.
It's pretty ridiculous how late he's going.
Well, and Gordon has had his moments where he's had struggled to get on the field and maybe out of shape, getting used to that elevation. Philip Lindsay, Colorado kid. I could see him getting a ton of work, especially early. Higbee goes off the board, and then Kramer, you're next. And I'm right after you.
And my number three quarterback still there. Aaron Rodgers. Yes, please. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. What do I do here?
Wait, Aaron Rodgers in the ninth? Yes, please.
Kramer,
Can
you pause it real quick for me? I got to think about this.
I just got Aaron Rodgers. All right, let's see.
So I got Wentz, Mostert, and James White as my running backs, DeAndre Hopkins, Godwin, and Zach Ertz, and DK Metcalf, and Jarvis Landry. I probably should go running back here to give myself a little more options here of running backs. We got Keyshawn Vaughn. I'm not crazy about Jordan Howard, Sony Michelle. Jesus.
I mean, if I had to guess,
yes.
I mean, again, there's still running backs I like, but if I were you, I think you took Mostert earlier, right?
Yes.
When you go the zero RB approach, sometimes what you want to do is just corner the market. And once again, what market has the most potential to produce points in the backfield? Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. My advice, should you choose to accept it, Sean, would be Tevin Coleman. Because if you want to truly execute a zero RB approach like that, sometimes this is what you have to do. Grab all of them.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you can get them all late like this, but
you're talking me into it. Fire it up, Kramer, and I'll pull the trigger now on this Tevin Coleman character.
You're guaranteeing yourself a productive back.
Yeah.
And sure,
that's all I need.
You might have a little you might have to wait a little bit to figure it out, but you could do worse than end up with two Kyle Shanahan running backs.
Yeah, they just produce. And Kerryon Johnson, I don't know, man.
Like him, but it worries me how that's another one. Like, why is Swift going so much further up than him? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's always interesting when they draft a guy like that. You never feel great. I got Tevin Coleman here at the end of the ninth round. Gronk sighting. He's off the board. Vaughn
Gronk,
the Tampa Bay running back. He's gone. And now I'm back on the clock. What do I do here? Do I just keep sticking it out with running backs? I feel like I need a couple more running backs.
Do you have a tight end yet?
Yeah, I got Zach Ertz, dude.
All right, you see, you want a backup? You
need pause it, Kramer?
You need a backup quarterback.
No, I don't need a backup quarterback. I'm fine at quarterback. Although Danny Dimes is on the board, I don't think I'll be drafting him. Marlon Mack still available. That's kind of an interesting one there. Hawk, my boy Hawk, he's available. Dallas Goedert, I could really maybe go crazy and do a double tight end.
And how many picks do we have left? Three picks left. We're not doing defenses or kickers. Sean insisted that no kickers, no defenses. Three picks. You
know
what? Left.
Unpause. I'm gonna take a shot on Marlon Mack. I know they drafted a rookie, but again, it's a rookie, and Marlon Mack has had some productive. I don't know. I think we're, you know, throwing dirt on the Marlon Mack grave. Maybe a hair too early. And all things being said and done, like, aren't they gonna lean to veteran players? I think it's gonna take a little bit longer for these rookie running backs to make an impact, so maybe we shouldn't be scared off.
No,
of some of these situations.
Are you ready, Sean? It's about to start.
I'm ready to get back in and make this Marlon Mack pick and keep this draft going. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Oh,
and while you're tuning in, make sure you check out Ace Per Head, the leader in pay per head providers. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. Start your own sportsbook today. Get up to 6 weeks free. Kramer, what are you doing?
I'm going off the reservation. What if Cam Newton has a good season? And what if he starts finding a new target? He likes to throw to the big guys. I'm going with N'Keal Harry.
Mm.
He could be an absolute dynamo. Guy,
by all accounts of the local guys, he got in the Tom Brady doghouse early and never came out, but maybe him and Cam have some magic together.
It's worth a gamble here in the 10th round.
Yep. Sony Michelle off the board, and now back to John here, round 10. John, what are you doing?
All right, so I'm going to go back to receiver here, and it's a guy who's got blow up potential, also can put up a goose egg, but I mean, I got Adams, I got Moore. I don't need 100 targets. Mecole Hardman.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? And if someone goes down, if Watkins or Hill goes down, he's immediately a guy.
I mean, I think he's going to be able to step into the Watkins role, maybe just take over the wide receiver too this year.
And so after Mecole Hardman, Dobbins off the board, Kirk Cousins off the board, Jordan Howard off the board, Zach Moss off the board, Kerryon Johnson off the board, Adam, end of the 10th round.
I gave it a pause, so we had a second to breathe.
What are you looking to do here?
So I'm kind of thinking, I'm looking at the running backs. Nobody's really standing out to me as somebody I want to make sure I have. So instead, I'm going to bounce over to tight end, and I'm looking at Hayden Hurst right now. Had 40 targets in Baltimore last year, even with, you know, Mark Andrews getting 98. Austin Hooper was targeted 97 times last year in Atlanta and, you know, caught about three quarters of those passes. Hayden Hurst is that kind of tight end who just has the hands to bring it in, and there are targets galore in that Atlanta offense. They love to sling it all over the field. So give me some Hayden Hurst. I'm in on the first round pick, bouncing back here in a new situation.
He's got great hair too, Sean.
You gotta love the hair.
Great hair.
And when in doubt, lean to a guy playing in a dome. Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
XFL Jim closing out the end of the 10th round with Sammy Watkins.
Yep.
Now he's snaked back to the first pick in round 11. And I should have fired up one of those cushy dreams pre-rolls, Kramer, to get creative.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting to that point. We're getting to the point where you just want, maybe you want to expose a sleeper or two.
Ooh.
Show off.
Well, if you want some great night's sleep, get some of that cushy dream CBD. CushyDreams.com, promo code SGP.
And Adam's back on the clock.
Henry Ruggs off the board as well. Adam, what are you doing here?
Well, I took Dalvin Cook, and there's rumors that he's going to hold out. So just late in the draft, 11th round, Alexander Mattison, lock down the backup just in case, you know, and then I'll save a sleeper for the next pick. But I'm happy to just guarantee I have the Vikings back. Mattison proved fully capable last year in limited action.
That's a smart move. John
Henderson off the board, Kelly off the board, Latavius Murray, Blake Jarwin, Duke Johnson, all gone. John, what are you doing?
All right. So I really wanted Duke Johnson there, but I'm going to go with a guy who should still catch a lot of passes as a running back, Boston Scott.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
That's your guy, Sean.
Yeah, dude, he's like, I'm telling you, he's the next Sproles. Watch out for him. He could be a third down. And I think what they're going to do is just like, work Miles heavy and just alternate Boston Scott in. I don't know if they don't sign Devonta Freeman. I mean, that's even a better pick there with Boston Scott. Oh, and they stole my sleeper, Antonio Gibson. He's gone. Goddamn fucking computer.
Oh, was it a robot that did it?
The robot saved me. The robot must be listening to the podcast as well. I mean, I think Geist, the injury issue, and Peterson, Gibson, who has PPR potential and, you know, some questions in that backfield. I wouldn't be surprised if he snakes the starting job. Especially Geist, who, I mean, how much faith can you have in him as far as like injury issues? So,
all right, Sean. Well, I my roster's pretty filled out.
You can pass Kramer.
I can pass. I mean, I perhaps I take a high. So here's the thing. I want to have some fun with this.
Yeah. It's a mock draft.
I want to have some fun with this.
Go crazy.
So I'm going to, I would never do this. I'm totally going to do this though. I'm going to draft Cam Newton. What if he scores 16 touchdowns? Cause they decide, hey, this big motherfucker can just jump over the line and get in the end zone every time.
Well, and certainly the Tom Brady loved those little QB sneaks. And
I just like, what if it works out and he ends up throwing for 25 and running for 16. That's great.
Yeah.
That's an amazing fantasy season. So I'm gonna make some room in my garage with the big Escalades for Aaron Rodgers and Cam Newton. I don't want to say anything inflammatory, but I have a feeling they'll get along. Just a sneaky suspicion that Cam and Aaron can get along.
All right. This guy is, he's a hilarious character, and by that, probably not a nice guy, but I'm going to draft him. He was the guy who threatened to bust in a police officer's wife. At one point during a traffic stop, Robbie Anderson.
Oh yeah. Number one,
he has speed and he's the number one.
Well, DJ Moore. I mean, that's the thing, but they're
number
different,
one-ish.
Totally different receivers.
Yeah. And if maybe we're getting extra points for deep balls, I don't know. We'll see. Certainly if PJ Walker comes in, I think Robbie Anderson's value goes up.
Do you need a pause, Sean?
Yes, I do need a pause. Tony Pollard off the board, Jared Cook off the board. So I'm just drafting for depth. I have a dominant squad right now. Everyone's pretty jealous of my mock draft fantasy team here.
Coach Green is crushing it.
Indeed. And I could go Dallas Goedert. I feel like probably I still need some running back depth. Let's check over to the running backs. Although, oh man, no one really jumping out at me as far as running backs. Oh shit.
You know, there's a couple guys. If you look closely, Sean, there's a couple guys we like in here. Our gal.
Oh, Rashad Penny
up there in Seattle. I mean, who knows? Carson seems to be a guy who gets, he misses a couple games here and there,
you know, this one, and it allows me to, also throw a dig at Kramer.
Oh, nice.
You know what? Actually, no, I'm going to go, I'm going to go to a guy who's just dominating in the, Madden Sims, had himself a couple big catches. The kid from Tampa Bay, who's now playing on the Jets, Perriman. I think that kid has potential. Now, certainly a little skeptical of that Jets offense, but Sam Darnold had some moments last year, and we'll see. Like, who'd you consider the number one receiver in New York?
Yeah, I mean, that's the Jets wide receiving core is one of those cores that's pretty interesting.
And certainly the
take a stab.
Yeah, in round 12, I mean, there's Rashad Perriman. If he's a top 15 receiver, are you shocked?
Last pick. I mean, what are you gonna do? You can't do. You're not gonna do much worse.
Kramer. You're on the clock. Well, what are you doing here to close out your round 12 and your team?
And part of me wants to go, you know what? Let's go with the running back. Although there's some receiver, like the fact that there's receivers out there that shouldn't be out there. That's okay. Let's go Chase Edmonds. Period. I think Kenyon Drake just got paid. I think Kenyon Drake is absolutely fraudulent and I don't think he can get through the season. I think Chase Edmonds.
He was a guy I kind of had my eyes on as well. I'm not buying the Drake
on him. Last year had some bad luck in terms of injury timing, but I'm going to take him at this point in the draft because there's opportunity here, and I'm going to pause to give John a second to talk about this thrilling Mr. Irrelevant, or almost Mr. Irrelevant.
Noah Fant off the board. John, what's your last pick here for the mock draft?
I'm going to bring it back and finish with a tight end. Nice. I've been huge on him pretty much in almost every best ball draft I've done so far as a late tight end. And then he went and posted a video working out with Kittle the other day. So I gotta go TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, I saw that too. I'm employing a similar strategy, John. Like Hawk, I might have 100% share of Hawk in the FFPC best balls.
Well, I was so high on Hawk, and then he had that breakout game, his first game, and it was against the Cardinals. So, but it turns out just the Cardinals are horrible against the tight end. But I still like Hawk, and you know, a guy like Patricia wants to get the tight end involved.
Well, I'm getting higher on both the Lions and Steelers are two offenses I think have massive bounce back seasons because the quarterback upgrade is just, it's like an 8-point quarterback upgrade.
So after Hawk, Golden Tate goes, who again, you know, Sterling Shepard, he's had some injury questions.
That's a good pick. I would have taken him if this was a deeper draft, I wouldn't have gone.
Golden Tate in a full point PPR, like he just catches a bunch of short, easy stuff, which, you know, Daniel Jones, he's trouble throwing the ball, so that's helpful for them.
Stop it.
Austin Hooper closing it out. Mike Williams, which 12th round.
That's a nice pick.
Interesting. Michael Pittman Jr. Nyheim Hines. Adam, you have the near Mr. Irrelevant. What are you doing to end your draft?
So what I'm looking to do here, where'd he go? Let me get him back. Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you. They took him off my board. I add a guy and then they take him off. It's killing me. Anyways, looking at that Bengals offense, I really love what I think that offense can be this year. I really think Joe Burrow has potential to be as good as advertised, if not better than Andy Dalton. They improved that line. AJ Green is back. And when you look at that Rams style offense, there's three receivers splitting targets equally. AJ Green is gone. Tyler Boyd is gone, which means I'm going to take a guy who I have right now sitting right on the edge of top 20 receiver status, T. Higgins. Going to be around 1,000 yards this year, going to get 100 targets, 4 touchdowns. I'm looking at him and I see just a breakout candidate. I see somebody in the mold of Brandon Cooks. And we know Brandon Cooks was an integral part when he was in that Rams offense, it was at its best. So looking at that, give me some T. Higgins here late, especially for a guy who is going to have some longer term value as well. For those of you in keeper leagues, you know, that's a great get, and he's going to give you value this year.
Oh,
well, that'll do it for the mock draft, but let's see what our draft grades are. I got 74 out of 100. Oh my God.
I got a D plus.
That's bullshit. Well, I beat Kramer.
I got a D plus.
Kramer, what did you get?
Bullshit. 67. That's bullshit. What do I do?
All right, Adam, what did the mock draft Wizards grade you?
They graded me at an 81.
Oh, wow.
B minus. So,
Putting it on the board right now so everyone can see my embarrassing.
Kramer got that 67. XFL Jim saying he's got a B. He's got an 85.
Well, here are the standings.
Well,
right,
Kramer,
here,
you got second to last.
The bullshit. Bullshit grading.
Well, John Boy, he must be John Boy. What did you get on your grade?
They gave me a C plus, man. Yeah, 78.
Look at this.
Hey, C's get degrees, John.
Who was Raffy?
Look at these robots.
That was probably Will, right?
No,
probably Will.
I think that might have been Derek. Derek, a friend of the program in the Slack, or maybe that's
for the record. I really like my team. I got Cam. He's going to be running a little tight end for me. He's going to be my Taysom Hill role. All right, Sean. We did it.
All right.
We
pulled it off. That was fun. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming in and people watching it live. And of course, if you want to check it out, you can just go to youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Check out the video version and make sure you follow our guest contributors to the Sports Gambling Podcast, Adam Pelletier on Twitter at Adam Pelletier. And then John Jackson, of course, at John Boy Beats. Adam, what kind of stuff are you working on for the site coming up?
Well, right now it's just eating, sleeping, and breathing, TBT. Nice. We're into the quarterfinals. Got some great matchups tomorrow. Soon as we're done here, I'm going to finish up the picks. So those will be up for anyone who wants to start moving the action on FanDuel. I noticed last night after Well, I noticed last night I posted the action and I woke up in the morning and the under had dropped by a full point and a half in about 6 hours.
Market mover.
So I'm not going to say it was me, but it was definitely me.
Yeah.
Moving lines. And John, what kind of stuff do you got planned going on the site?
So I got a couple best ball articles going. I'm going to run through Yahoo, walk through that site, and then go into the Drafters new championship GPP style best Ooh. Ball league they got going. So
God damn it, I'm going to have to check that out.
Hell yeah. Tons of content over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Of course, it's all free. So throw us a 5-star rating and a review on the iTunes. Make sure to check out that UFC 251 Fight Island podcast. That's a real gem as well. And then we're back Tuesday night with the All Things Comedy Football Tournament hashtag TFT. That kicks off Tuesday night, 8 East, 5 Pacific. I was just trying to get through everything, Kramer.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
And for the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the Muddy Green, and he is Ryan.
Nice work, Sean. This grade is bullshit.
Kramer, let it ride.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.